We all have a team of guides that assist us from spirit, and I like to refer to mine as my spiritual team or my spiritual posse. You'll find that there's a lot of literature out there and information about who our spirit team consists of and whether they've been with us since birth or perhaps they've come into our lives at certain times. You see, the energies keep changing as we evolve as a human species, and as the collective consciousness continues to evolve, so does our connection to spirit and the teams who we work with. And in this particular episode, the animal realm of guidance comes to join us. They've come to let us know of their guidance and their direction in our life experiences. They tell us that now, more than ever, is the time to connect deeper with them, for our energies have aligned in being able to tangibly receive their gifts of love from spirit. And so, you're invited to come learn more about how you can deepen your relationship with your spirit guides from the animal realms, how some animals we spend time with on Earth still guide us from spirit, and ways to work with your guides to activate a deeper and meaningful life. Let's talk about animal spirit guides, and let's do it now. Are you coming? Let's go. Hi, everybody. It's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Awaken with Animals, an opportunity to activate a deeper and meaningful life. My name is Mary Beth Haynes, also known as the gal who speaks with animals, and I'm really glad that you're here. I'm in a bit of an interesting energy right now at the time of this recording. Today was a fairly steady day, and as I was moving about my day, I had to go out and do a few errands, and I needed to get groceries, and just a couple of things. And those couple of things, because I was hungry at the time of doing groceries, ended up being a lot more. So I ended up leaving the grocery store with a lot of other things, all good, all things that can be used, but of course, just going in with the intention of a couple of things ended up turning into a rather longer shopping spree for some yummy, delicious foods. Anyways, I was driving home and I was feeling inside this inspiration. And I find that the only way that I can explain it is that when there is a kind of an inspired nudge, an energetic nudge, feeling inside that comes forward, I know it's like spirit talking to me. I know it's like connecting in with spirit, with collective animal energy, with my spiritual team, whatever, whoever it is, right? I could feel that come forward. And I started thinking about something that I listened to a few weeks ago. There is a gentleman named Lee Carroll, and he has channeled a collective energy that identifies as Kryon, K-R-Y-O-N. My husband was introduced to Kryon, maybe about 6 years ago or so. And he started listening to all of the recordings and he found them fascinating. And then he shared them with me. And now every time we hear a recording of Kryon, we are always there. So Lee Carroll has all of Kryon's recordings available for free. He has them on his website. He has them on YouTube. Now, there are other people out there also posting stuff for him. They're not him. Lee Carroll is the specific one that we listen to. And what I kind of telling you a big long story to get to this point while I was driving home. When I was driving home, I was getting that kind of inspiration and that nudge. And it really brought me to the feeling of the support that we have, that each and every one of us have and has to be able to move through our lives. Whether it's moving through a challenging time, whether it's moving through sadness, whether it's moving through pain or sorrow or whatever it is, you know, whether it's feeling stuck. A lot of times we forget that we have this amazing team that are unseen to our physical eyes and that are here to support us. So how does this tie in with Kryon? Well, that's a really good question. Kryon was talking, the channeling that Lee did that I heard a few weeks ago was about how we have access even more now to support from our guides in the spiritual realm. From our, I like to call them my spiritual team, my spiritual posse. Those that are there to assist and support us as we walk the human path. And I actually brought it up to my husband Troy when I came home with the groceries, and I said, do you remember we listened to that Kryon episode, you know, a few weeks back about when he was talking about the support that we have? And he goes, yeah. And I said, can you kind of help me replay that back? Because for some reason, it's really coming forward for me right now. And I feel the nudge to do an episode for Awaken with Animals. And I'm just kind of trying to see what's the tie in here, right? Remember, Mary Beth, me, is a person who tends to try and figure things out. And so anyways, Troy was sharing what his perception and experience of listening to that particular episode from Kryon was, and how the message basically is, you know, now more than ever, our guides are here to help us. They are here to help us in so many ways. So they always have been. Nothing's changed there. But for some reason, the energy is so much stronger now, and things have shifted so much that if we ask them for help, it's a guide on steroids. It's going to be coming stronger. It's much more potent, so to speak. So I thought, okay, cool. So I was starting to think about, you know, who are my guides? And, you know, I realized that, you know, even though I may not consciously think about working with them, I do work with them every day. And when I communicate with animals, I have beautiful animal spirit guides that come forward. I have angelic presence that comes forward. And I have guides that come forward to assist and support that are not of the animal realm, that come in to assist and support in this work that I do. And so as I was thinking about that, I thought, you know what? Okay, great. Let's hit record. Let's get this episode going. And then I all of a sudden started going, I feel blank. My brain feels blank. Like, where am I going with this? And of course, remembering that my tendency is to look at things, think of things, try and figure them out, I was thinking, like, what's happening here? Okay, maybe it's not the time for an episode. All right, maybe it's not time to do this. But I keep getting this feeling like there's something that is ready to come forward for me. And usually if it comes forward for me, it usually ends up in an episode. Because if it comes forward for me, it's usually something for others as well. And as I was getting, quote, stuck in trying to figure out what this episode was going to be about, I just backed up and said, okay, I'm going to press that record button. I call upon the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light. Please come and join me now. Collective animal energy, animal spirit, my spiritual team and guides, please come forward to assist in what this episode will be about. I'm getting all these nudges and all these different kinds of feelings of inspiration, and then I get confused. Then I go back to getting the nudges and the inspiration, and then I feel like I'm stuck because I don't know where to go with it. And then I get, okay, but the Kryon episode that I listened to really made a lot of sense, and I really feel that there's a tie-in here somehow to us being able to access support from our guides, from that divine energy that we have accessible to us. And then I go back and it's like, what does all this mean? So I'm doing a really good job at getting myself stuck. because I'm like, how can I provide an episode with information to be able to share with the intention of inspiration and education and being able to be of servitude in this way? And I really feel like there's a bigger picture and a bigger meaning to all of this. And as I do that, my body just took a deep breath. That's telling me it's time to reset that nervous system. Get back into that state to be able to receive. Trying to figure things out right now, trying to figure out the mind, it's not going to work. It's not going to help. It's going to help you get more stuck, I hear. It's going to help you get more into that spiral. So I'm just resetting that nervous system. I'm resetting that with intention to just reset that aspect. And as I do this, I'm remembering this wonderful tool of grounding and anchoring into the earth. And when I do that, it actually helps to hone in all of that excess energy that's kind of like, the only way that I can explain it is like when you go to the science center. I remember going to the science center as a kid and you would touch that ball that had all that electricity inside and then your hair would go straight out. Well, that's what it reminds me of. It's like I'm touching that ball. All of my nerve endings are sticking out like that. And so it's resetting that. I'm being shown that we are in need of resetting our nervous system often. We always have been, but right now, for some reason, it's coming forward very, very strongly. It's like reset the system, reset, give that overload of go, 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 get this done, figure this out, now do the next thing, keep going, going, going. Go to work, get your groceries, try and get some sleep, you know, do all this kind of stuff. I'm hearing, hone that back, calm the nervous system. From here, I'm hearing that we are not alone, that we each have a team that is with us. Now, some of these team members have been with us since birth. Some of these team members we actually had an agreement with before we incarnated into this life. These team members are here as guides to us to help and support us with some of the things that we chose to come here to experience. We also have members of our team that have had an agreement and come forward to come in during certain parts of our life experience. So maybe, you know, 10 years into our life, we had a certain experience and we need assistance with that. So there's a specific guide that will come forward. And that guide will be there for that particular time until the lesson's learned, the healing's complete, whatever it is, it's done. And then that guide will then move onwards. We also have guides that will be with us in many different situations and circumstances. And some of these guides are of the animal realm. The animal realm is so, you know, connecting in with this energy. The animal realm is so eager. Like I get like this eager type of feeling from them in being able to support us. It's something that brings them so much excitement. And it's so interesting to be able to feel that collective guide energy from the animals, from the animal realm, in being able to support us with different things. I'm being shown a lot of times we may see butterflies, birds at our window, hawks in the sky, crow is another one that's coming forward, crow flying over or flying by, or hearing crow caw that's close to you or in the not far distance. I'm receiving that there are little tiny creatures. So I'm looking at what I'm seeing in my mind's eye with what they're showing me. They look like little mice. There's an animal out there that's very tiny like a mouse, but it's not a mouse. I'm asking if I could get your name, like your species. They have like a little star for a nose, and they sense a lot with their nose. Really tiny. They have like this soft, starry, like star-shaped with their nose, and they're very, very a mole? Moles. Moles. And they're little, they're tiny, and that's what's coming forward as well. And I'm receiving from these animals that the vibration of animal energy and what animal energy can help us with as humans has really expanded, exemplified, I'm hearing. It's really increased. And there's a specific reason for that. I'm just asking them to share more about what this reason is. I'm being brought back. So whenever I'm being brought back, I'm being brought back in time. So I'm just asking them, where are you bringing me? And they're bringing me back to something I said earlier. They're talking about the nervous system. So they're using me as an example. I'm happy to be the example. So they're talking about how my nervous system, how my nervous energy, how I can go from being very, very calm to all of a sudden very, very like, nervous system, everything's all over the place. They're showing me how I can detach from my body very easily, especially when this happens. And because I'm not fully present within my body, I tend to get scattered, or I tend to drop things, or I tend to go, where am I going? What's next? What's here? And I just can't think properly. And they're showing me that this is something that a lot of us experience. And as we get into this state, the more we try and push, and the more we try and continue by forcing it to happen, the more we begin to lose steam very, very fast. And what they're sharing is that they now, again, they're bringing me back. I'm asking them, where are you bringing me back to? And I'm going back to where I was talking about Kryon and how Lee Carroll had channeled Kryon, and Kryon was saying, now more than ever is a time where our guides are very, very much available to us. Again, not that they never were, but there's something different with the frequency and the energy of how we can receive their guidance and how we can actually have that guidance with them. There's something awakening within us as humans so that we are able to experience this on a stronger, I want to say like a stronger level, a level where we're more able to have that realization that the help is there. So for example, we could ask for help and then all of a sudden have all these synchronicities come forward so that we receive that help and we're like, how is this happening? Like how am I getting this information when I just asked for it and it's coming so quickly and it's coming so easily? That's what they're saying. They're saying like usually we tend to make it harder and something will come forward for us and we may not even realize that it was a guide to help us with that. Or if we do, we're like, wait a minute, and we start questioning it, right? Like, did this really happen? Is this all in my head? They're telling me that the energy's shifting and that if we start asking for help again in this way, that we are going to receive that guidance in a way that we don't have to question it. We will know that our requests are being heard and that they're being answered. Now, are our guides here to help and assist us to do things for us so that we don't have to do them? No, that's not how this works. Are our guides here to, kind of interact with our free will? No, that's not how this works either. The assistance of our guides, the assistance of our team is to assist and support us so that we can walk our path in what will be the highest and the best for that particular opportunity or situation or outcome. We have guides that will help us and protect us from certain things. So, for example, if I'm walking across the street and I don't see a car, a guide could come in and definitely jump in to help save me. Now, these are things that I'm just asking where this is coming from because this is all kind of coming into my head. It's not me that's talking about this. It's like it's being played in different images for me, and then I start talking about them. And I think the main message here, and just asking for clarity and to clarify, is that we need to remember that we are here to walk the walk. We are here because we chose on the soul level to come here to experience this particular lifetime. And because of our free choice, our free will of choosing things, we have come to certain situations that we've experienced in our lives in which we can learn, grow, and evolve from. And as we go through each of these experiences, our team of guides are here to help us walk through them, to help us move through to the other side, to help keep us safe while we do that, to help put all that synchronistic parts and the pieces that need to come into play in order for things to work out, in order for things to work through. And they're showing me that there is a lot of movement from them while we sleep. And the reason why I say movement, because I'm like, why am I talking about movement? It's so interesting because every once in a while, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and there's these animals jumping on my bed. And I'm like, wait a minute, Nemo's in here. You know, my husband Troy is here and there's no other animals that are in the bed. And yet they're moving on, they're jumping all over the place. So I'm getting that a lot of our animal guides are really with us while we sleep. I'm getting that they are working with us while we sleep. And by doing this, this is strengthening that energetic component of our connection with them. We may or may not remember the work that we do together while we sleep, but we do have that connection while we sleep. It's really interesting how this is coming forward because I just communicated with a beautiful dog in the last week who told me that he visits his human from, he's in spirit, and that he visits his human in spirit while they sleep. He explained in detail what they do when they go, when his human is sleeping and where they go and what they do and how it's kind of like an education of sorts. And so moving back to the animals showing me how they are with us while we sleep is something that's just very interesting to just be mindful of, right? When you go to sleep at night, you know, are there any things that you, so some people remember dreams, some people don't remember dreams, some people say they don't dream. I'm not a professional on that. From what I understand, we all dream, like we all go through that REM sleep and the rapid eye movement and all that kind of stuff, but we may not have conscious memory of what it is that we've dreamt about or what we've done while we've slept. One of the things that is becoming stronger, especially in this communication from the collective animal energy when it comes to being our guides, is that sleep time or dream time is one of the main anchorings I'm hearing. So kind of like the main ways of being able to deepen our connection with our guides and to deepen our connection with being able to receive their guidance. And so at this moment, I'm talking about the animal realm being our guides. There also are other guides that are part of our team that aren't of the animal realm. But in this particular episode, and especially because this is a podcast called Awaken with Animals, Activating a Deeper, Meaningful Life with them, it's the animal aspect of our guides that are coming forward. You know, it's interesting because in the last few months, I've been having an animal come and visit me. She's beautiful. She's a golden retriever, and I keep hearing the word star from her. And it feels to me like her name or that I want to call her Star, S-T-A-R-R. Star came forward for me again in the last few months when I was really ill. And I was having a really hard time getting out of bed, and Star would come, and she would come. You know how golden retrievers a lot of times are really good therapy dogs? Well, she brought that aspect of healing forward to me. And I still don't quite know exactly why she's with me, but she came in at a time when I needed that energy the most. And I thank her for that. And I still feel her with me, and I'm still getting to know her and learning about her. And there's so much that I need to learn or want to learn about her. But she's somebody that I feel has joined my team. So maybe she was always there, or maybe she wasn't always there. I'm not gonna worry about whether she was always there or not, right? I'm just going to embrace that she's here now. And I thank her for being here and thanking her for what she's brought forward for me during this time of healing. Some people have asked me if the animals that we spend time with here in the physical, and then when the time comes for them to transition to spirit, are still our guides. Maybe they were guides to us here on earth during our time together. Will they still guide us from heaven or from spirit? And every time I ask that question to that particular animal in spirit, I get a resounding yes. They definitely are guiding us, especially if they were a guide to us here in the physical. I also am getting that some animals that we spend time with in the physical, we don't realize that they're our guides. Maybe they've come to bring us some very trying situations. They are the ones that push our buttons and that we have a really hard time with in being able to understand. Maybe they were a dog and they bark, 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 and they wouldn't stop barking no matter how much we tried to work with them on that. Maybe they were that horse who every time, you know, you climbed up on that horse and no matter how much you tried to work with that particular horse, that horse bucked you off or didn't listen or did something different, right? A lot of times I'm being told right now at this moment that those are, first of all, teachers for us during our time with them on earth. But when it comes to them being moving into spirit, I'm being shown that a lot of them come back to be to stay with us and to guide us in certain ways. I'm also being told that those particular animals that we've spent with time on earth, if we didn't get the lesson with them on earth, that we're still going to continue our earthly experiences trying to learn that lesson, and that they are guiding us from spirit on that. One other thing that is a question to ask too is, if we spend time with an animal on earth and then they transition to spirit and then they are guiding us from spirit, can they come back and reincarnate back into our lives? And I'm getting a yes to that as well. Now, this part I don't quite understand. And when I ask for guidance on this, I can only seem to get so much. So I'm going to share with you what my understanding is about this. But I don't ever want to say that I know this to be 100% accurate. I will never, ever tell you that everything I say is 100% accurate, because it's not. I'm human. I do make mistakes. I have misunderstandings. And so sometimes I may share something and I will never, ever ask you to take it verbatim from me. So in this particular situation, from my understanding and from what I've been shared and taught with from the animals, is that we have a soul connection. And there is a reason why they are in our lives here in the physical and we are in theirs. Now, an animal's lifetime is less than a human's, so many times we're going to spend time with them and also experience their transition back to spirit, the time where they experience a physical death of their physical body, and then their life continues in another form. I want to rephrase how I say that. It's kind of like the saying, there is only life in life, for we never die. Because scientists have tried to destroy energy. We are energy. And scientists have tried to destroy energy, and they can't. They've only been able to find that energy can never be destroyed. It can never be non-existent. It can only change its form. So my understanding is that when we come here and we experience a physical life, when the time comes for us to return back to the light, to return back to spirit from where we was created, our bodies will change its form and we will move from the physical into spirit. And so therefore, if the way that I explain it is we experience a physical death, however, that soul aspect and spirit aspect of us, our physical aspect changes form and then moves into a spirit, the form of spirit, a different form of energy. And so when we experience that time with an animal here on earth, and they experience that physical death in which their body then shuts down, the energy changes from the physical to spirit, and then therefore they are in spirit form and can very much still be with us, because it is their spirit and their soul's essence and the energetic aspect of that that still exists. Now, if they choose on the soul level to come back and to reincarnate back into another form, so say they come back as another animal, for example, whether it's another animal coming back to us, or it's another reincarnation going on another journey with someone else that their soul connected with. When they do, and let's talk about with them coming back to us, they can still come back to us as that soul aspect in a new body in another lifetime and still be the particular animal they were with us in our lives in the first place. So let me see if this makes sense. Mr. Mushi, a beautiful orange and white ginger cat that I had the beautiful honor of spending time with here on earth, came into my life when he was about 2 or 3 and stayed with me until he was about 18. Throughout all those years, he taught me so much and he mirrored me a lot. So when I was going through really bad times and had like really bad anxiety or depression, or, you know, my father passed away and a bunch of things that had happened with him, he would mirror me and do anxious things and destroy my house. Not to say I would do that in mirroring me that way, but he would mirror me through anxiety by destroying my house and like knocking things over and doing all these things. He was one of those animals that had a lot of behaviors, and one of those animals where I'd be like, Moshi, you're driving me crazy, right? But I loved him dearly. And he was there to help me through that time in my life where I was going through quite a bit of stuff. And so when he passed and changed form from physical to spirit, I felt him near often from spirit. And then one morning at about 3 a.m, I woke up and I had this big inspiration to grab a pen and a pad of paper. And I started writing and I started channeling this information and I was writing things down. And I heard, I am Mushi and I am your guide. And that I started crying because I'm like, oh my God, Mushi, you are part of my team. And I'm so grateful that you are. And thank you for being with me. Now, Mushi, to my knowledge, has not come back into my life reincarnated. But he very well could have in someone else's experience, because his soul is connected to many different people, I'm sure. But I do feel like he's coming back to me. I do feel like there's at some point we're going to reconnect again, because I was getting this a little while ago and I was talking to my husband Troy about it. I'm like, I don't know why, but I keep feeling like Mushi's coming back. I don't know the hows, I don't know the whens, I don't know any of that, but I feel like we are going to be reconnecting again here in the physical. So if Mushi comes back to me in the physical, in whatever form he's going to reincarnate into, I really, my understanding is that he can still guide me from spirit, because it's Mr. Mushi's essence and the spirit of Mr. Mushi that remains in spirit. It's that soul aspect and the soul essence that continues forward into another form to reincarnate. So it's kind of like, you know, if people were to ask me, what's the difference between our spirit and our soul? I really don't know the full answer, but it really feels to me like the spirit and the soul are very closely connected, and there are a lot of tie-overs like that they mesh into each other with. But in this particular example of Mr. Mushi was a ginger, orange, and white cat who spent time with me on Earth. He lived a lifetime as this cat, and then he experienced the physical death of the physical body. He changed form into spirit. So the essence, the personality, all the frequencies of Mr. Mushi still exist in spirit, as spirit. Now, Mr. Mushi comes back to reincarnate into another lifetime. And as he does that, it's the soul's aspect of him that does that, that makes that choice, that has those soul contracts and agreements and things that have been chosen to move into the new incarnated life with. So Mr. Mushi's spirit still very much exists. Soul moves forward into a new form and continues evolving, growing, learning, and so much more. And so, you know, I really feel like I've just been talking. To be honest, I don't have a lot of recollection of what we've been talking. I'm just looking at the timestamp here. We're at like at about the half hour mark, over the half hour mark. And I don't remember everything that I've just discussed and had conversations with you with, but I do remember at the very beginning, I was feeling very confused. I was feeling inspired to talk about our guides and our teams that are here to help us and how the time and the energy is becoming stronger. And then all of this other stuff came forward. So I really hope and trust that this makes sense. And if there's any part of this that you feel, I don't know, maybe you have some information to add to it. Maybe there's questions that have come up for you on this. Send me a message, because I'm actually planning on doing an episode where I'm just going to do a Q&A with all your questions. Call in the collective animal energy, animal spirit, and ask them to help us answer them. So if there's anything that's come forward from this particular episode that you would like more information on, or maybe you've had experience with and you would like to add to this information, send me a message, email me at thegalspeaks@gmail.com. Thegal, T-H-E-G-A-L, speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S.com. At gmail.com. And let me know, and we'll see where this conversation leads to. Just kind of connecting back in, the message is kind of coming in, like I feel the energy coming in from both sides. So it's kind of like, bring it in, bring it in, bring it in. The collective animal energy that have come here for this particular episode in time together want to bring the message forward that the time is now, and the animal realm aspect of our guides and our team are here to support us. Call upon us, they are asking us. Know that we're here. Know that we exist. And it really feels like seeing, you know, all the different, like ask for that guidance, ask for that, what it is that you're asking of them. And if you were to, for example, ask them to show them who, you know, who are you? Who is part of my team? Who's on my team? Who is here guiding me? That their messages will start coming to you in many different ways. You will start to find synchronicities happen. You will start to find that you're thinking about certain things and all of a sudden they happen. You're looking for, you know, and I'm putting this out here right now. So I know a lot of the animal aspect of my team, but I don't know them all. So for example, Star came to me a couple of months ago and I'm still kind of getting to know her and what, you know, what her purpose is and why she's here with me. And I'm putting it out there to Star and my beautiful team. And I ask you, you know, please show me more. Show me more of who you are so that I can understand better the part that you play in supporting my life experience. Thank you for being a part of this and thank you for supporting my life experience. I would love to be able to learn more about you and our guides in general that are of the animal realm so that I can share more information to those of you on the podcast that are looking for more information on this, on how to connect in deeper with your guides of the animal realm and how to work with them and the many gifts that you and they share together. And so I ask that to be able to learn more so that I can bring this forward. I feel like there's a blessing that is being placed upon all of us that are listening to this. So whether you're listening to this on the day that it's published or you're listening to this 3 years later, it doesn't matter. It's like there's this beautiful blessing that the guidance of the animal realm is placing upon this time together. And to really just tune into that, however that might look like or be like for you, however it may feel like or sound like, there's not one way to get there. There's so many different ways to get there. And how to get there is to set the intention, ask for that guidance, and just let the house fall into place. The animal guidance, the animal realms that are with us are here with such love. And again, I'm being brought to the tiny animals, the mice, the moles, the little animals, and how they are very much helping to bring this, because they're saying that, you know, they've always been so quiet. Like whenever we think of a guide in animal form, we may think of a bear or a wolf or a hawk or, you know, those types of animals. And we don't always think about a mouse or a mole, right? We don't think about spiders, and we don't think about, you know, different flies and insects and things like that. But they're really bringing forward that they are very much a part of the guidance of the world, I'm hearing. And because they're so small, and sometimes we look at them as pests or things like that. And they really want us to know that although their actions and nature and mannerisms of that instinctual part of them can come across that way, that they really do have a purpose. And that a lot of us have them as our guides. And that's kind of interesting. Really, really interesting. So I think that I'm going to leave it there, because it really feels like the energy has smoothed out. It feels like, you know, I feel like I'm in a much different space than I was when I first started, because again, I was kind of getting the inspirations to talk about these things, and then I was getting stuck. It was just very interesting how this all came about. Now, more than ever, my dear and wonderful friends, is the time where our energies are aligning to be able to connect with spirit in a whole new way, in a way that we always have been able to do, but never was at that alignment to be able to connect in this way. And when we talk about the animal realms and the animals as our guides, now is the time, should you wish, to connect in with yours on a deeper level. Find out who they are. Ask for help with certain things. Ask them to show you and to guide you and to bring those synchronistic happenings into your life so that you can understand why they're there and that they're there. Don't focus on the hows and the whos and the whats and the wheres. Connect in with the heart of it all, the curiosity of it all, and see where that brings you. See where that leads. Animals have never let me down. And in guide form, they're never here to let us down. They're here to help. And so will you join me in being able to find out more with this? Being able to find out maybe there's going to be a part two. We don't know. But connect in with the animals that are in energetic form as your guides, part of your team, your spiritual team, your spiritual posse, here for your highest and best. Have fun with them. Thanking the animals for being with us today. Thanking all of you for being with me today. Thank you so much for this time together. And let's see where this goes. All right. Until next time, bye for now.